Welcome to Hot Wax Album Reviews. I'm John the Rock Doctor. These are excerpts from reviews I've just published online at gonzookanagan.com. The purpose of this podcast is to let you hear some of the music I'm talking about, a cut from each album. This way you can decide if it's worth adding to your collection or playlist. Well, let's get started. My first review for today, Wyoming from Randy Lee Revere. This is on Wilderness Records and it gets 5 stars out of 5. A brilliant and thoughtful new album here from Northern California's Randy Lee Revere. Wyoming falls under the label Americana with its rootsy blend of rock, folk, and country. Lyrically, it's a cry in the wilderness aimed at monolithic corporations that continue to exploit the land and overrun small towns in the name of profit. It is a stirring, emotional, and satisfying experience all around. This is an outstanding piece of work. Key cut, Red Rain. Here's Randy Lee Revere on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast.
Grandfather taught me how to read the line, talk about the flowers as they hold my hand. Said he saw a window where the clouds broke free of an empty village only he could see. Talked about red willow, good horses and bows. Turned and told me what he thought I needed to know. It's just one thing. Red water and she touched the sun. Earth mother's daughter with the heart I won. When the spring turned to summer, it's time to break free from the grip of the elders so they all could see. Earth, sky, and water, tall grass and trees. Down the ancient trails, our people have what they need. It's just one thing. Out on Iron Mountain when I moonlit the land, there was a big fire I didn't understand. Came across a prairie like a flock of crows, brought clouds of smoke and ashes only they could know. The heart of all families was the blood that ran free. Now grandfather's vision I could see. It's just one thing. Red rain. Red rain.
off of Wyoming, that was Randy Lee Revere with Red Rain. My next review, The Corner by Early Times and the High Rollers. This one's on the Vistone label, and it gets 4+ stars out of 5. Early Times is a blues rock street poet, and his new album, The Corner, is a compelling collection of songs populated with characters from the East Side street corners and the Project Park. Early and his High Rollers create atmospheres and moods so thick it's like running in mud as we get to know and, in some cases, love these people. This is rock-powered blues with a healthy dose of funk and expert but not fussy musicianship. It could well end up being one of my favorite records of the year. And maybe yours too. Key cut, She's About to Lose Her Mind. Here are Early Times and the High Rollers on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast.
Would you just look at that? Somebody hung the bodega cat from the basketball rim in the Project Park. Nobody saw who did it. It was too late and too dark. But if you think that's bad, man, you ain't heard the half of it yet. To the chagrin of his mother, but a while back, they filled his body full of holes. Now she's gone all to pieces since Little Hustler's blood ran cold.
Of The Corner, that was Early Times and the High Rollers with She's About to Lose Her Mind. Moving on, album review number 3, Godzilla vs. King Kong, the motion picture soundtrack. This is on Water Tower Music, and it gets 3 stars out of 5. Here's the soundtrack to the film released March 31st. Godzilla vs. Kong is everything I hoped for, and the dramatic music by Tom Holkenborg is essential to every scene. While other songs appear throughout the film, this soundtrack consists solely of Holkenborg's score. Most people appreciate the soundtrack as they watch any given movie, and unless it's a catchy pop or rock song, they leave that affection behind them when they exit the theater. Then there are some that can appreciate the music after having seen the film. When it comes to Godzilla vs. Kong, I like having it both ways. Key cut is the Godzilla theme, Pensacola, Florida, this one's called. Here's Tom Holkenborg on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast. Tom Holkenborg's Godzilla vs. Kong motion picture soundtrack, that was Pensacola, Florida. Album review number 4, The Comet from Charlie Treat. This is an independent release that gets 5 plus stars out of 5. The latest from Charlie Treat is a mix of American roots music with left-field pop flourishes, gospel harmonies, and barroom rock and roll. The Comet is the sort of record that gets to you right away. I haven't been this taken with an artist and album since Stephen King recommended Josh Ritter's The Animal Years to me about a decade or so ago. This album careens from folk-tinged ballads to home-wrecking rock and roll and everything in between. The Comet is entertaining and engrossing. Key cut, Dancing at the Bar. Here's Charlie Treat on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast.
Pain has taught me nothing. My head could not confuse. We got slurped up by a wormhole. Now we're lost in our own debris. And I miss my spaceship city. From here she looks like a pile of falling stars. Dancing at the bars. Never thought I'd miss dancing at the bars. See a smile from afar, some stranger swing in my hand. I'll get to know better, try to cut through the chatter. We ever go back there again. And I miss you dogging me around, gal. With the sun in your eyes, hit the eyes of the air. Tennessee loving, you gave me the stakes.
she didn't already know. So I rode out to the country, and in my head I'm always stuck there inside that song. Did we talk before at the grocery store? We've been wearing a mask all along.
Never thought of this dance in the bar, seen a smile from afar, some stranger swing in my hand. I'll get to know better, try to cut through the chatter. Again. I miss the way the cheap lights set fire in the eyes as the dancers rain on the floor. I miss the clanking of the spoons, the 3 seconds of kitchen tunes as the waiter pops through the revolving door. So lonely today.
His new record, The Comet, that was Charlie Treat with Dancing at the Bar. My fifth and final album review for today is The Gospel Truth from Gilby Clark. This is on Golden Robot Records, and it gets 5 stars out of 5. Glorious dirtbag rock and roll. What else could you expect from a guy that's played guitar for the MC5 and Guns N' Roses? The Gospel Truth, due out April 23rd, is Gilby Clark's latest solo release, and it's one of the coolest rock records in recent memory. It's big, meaty riffs and guitar solos dripping with attitude that make the hair stand up on the back of your neck to make it unforgettable. You really need this in your life. Key cut, rock and roll is getting louder. From The Gospel Truth, this is Gilby Clark on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast.
Still alive, yeah, Mac-o.
That was the Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast for this week. Thanks for listening. Questions or comments, come find me on my John the Rock Doctor Facebook page. Many thanks to everyone that sends me the cool music I come here to tell you about each week here on the podcast and in my column at gonzookanagan.com. See you next week with another Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast.